Texte numéro 22. Early school leavers face dismal social and economic prospects. NEETs are young people who are not in education, employment or training. Their numbers are growing, now 40 million in the 35 member countries of the OECD, the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, and two-thirds of them are not actively looking for work. In the United States, 14.4% of young people aged 15 to 29 are NEETs. One in 10 jobs held by workers under 30 have disappeared. And the OECD says the trend could affect economic mobility, as well as national and economic security, for years to come. Imara Jones, an economist who looks at race and gender, says as many as 1 in 7 young people are totally outside the economic lifestyle of the country, any kind of life of the country. The high number of NEETs also represents a major economic cost, estimated at between $360 billion and $605 billion, equivalent to between 0.9% and 1.5% of OECD GDP. Young people who finish school at 16 without completing upper secondary education make up over 30% of NEETs. Foreign-born youth are on average 1.5 times more likely to be NEET than native youth and 2 to 2.25 times more likely in Germany, Austria, the Netherlands and Norway. It's getting harder and harder for young people with low skills to find a job, let alone a steady job in today's workplace, said Stefano Scarpetta, OECD Director of Employment, Labour and Social Affairs. Unless more is done to improve opportunities in education and training for everyone, there is a growing risk of an increasingly divided society. Fighting early school leaving is essential. Governments must ensure that young people obtain at least an upper secondary qualification so they can continue in education or gain vocational skills. Despite progress, 1 in 6 23 to 34-year-olds in OECD countries left school before upper secondary. Women are 1.4 times more likely to become NEET than men on average. This is because they are looking after small children and the high cost of childcare. That number has real implications on other things such as national security. All these young people have got nothing to do, and they are sitting in the basement surfing on the internet, and all of a sudden they can get sucked into some radical ideology of some kind. Economists worry that in many ways the problem is greater in the US because the problem is structural. So many young people have given up on the economy but without gaining an economic foothold early on that the risk that this group will remain high school dropouts for life is much higher. Adapted from NPR, November 2016.